The popularity of science fiction and fantasy novels, TV shows, and movies is extending its reach, and the variety of stories continues to expand. And that's reflected in the finalists for this year's Hugo Awards, which were announced earlier this month. The Hugos have been given on an annual basis since 1955. So what are the trends from this year's group of nominees? With me to talk about that is Kiz Johnson, associate professor at the University of Kansas in its Center for the Study of Science Fiction. She is also a Hugo winner herself. Kiz, what are some trends you're seeing this year in terms of themes? How much of it is dystopian?
I was just talking to a couple of people about this topic. One of the things that we've both noticed is that there's a shift from life sucks and the world is ending dystopias, or sort of airy, everything's going to be fine and we're all going to be in space in 100 years stories, to stories that are much more about realistic situations. So there's a lot of fiction that's coming out just now, just in this year and last year and the year before, where climate change is a pivotal part of the plot. It's not a dystopia, but it's a story with a sense that the world is changing, that coastal cities are all going to be flooded. There's a fantastic book this year by Kim Stanley Robinson called New York 2140, where that's a central premise. And I feel in some ways that that book sort of encapsulates this notion of a future that is neither dystopic nor utopic, but in fact just different than it is now. Another topic, zombies definitely were all the rage a few years ago. And people have sort of moved past the idea of the zombie and the zombie apocalypse to thinking more realistically about climate change, as I said, but also other issues as well. Vampires are always with us. They're never not. But I think that we're also seeing people moving away from sensationalistic monsters and thinking more about what the world is going to be like from here on out.
Is it harder as we see more in the real world to come up with things that maybe people hadn't thought of before? I mean, the creative mind probably has no limits, but I do wonder about that. Do we sort of take a step back and say, well, let's really get down to what the real world issues may be as opposed to writing about vampires or zombies or something like that, which, you know, for some people may be more fun, but maybe it doesn't get down to certain issues. I guess I'm wondering, do you think that these certain trends are triggered more by just individual writers, or do we see, when you talk about trends, are we seeing that because of something that's going on in our world or because of something different?
A lot of genre literature, people are looking to reproduce an existing success. So when Lord of the Rings does fantastically well, then everybody else wants to write something that's going to scratch the same itch as Lord of the Rings, but they don't want to just write Lord of the Rings. So they try to find their own unique ways into the topic. The thing about science fiction and fantasy is that they are also literature, which means they have to meet the same needs that a classically told story, a mainstream story does. It has to be about people. It has to be about people usually under stress, people who are interacting and dealing with real life issues on top of the fantasy or science fiction issues. The hard part of writing science fiction now is that technology is moving very fast and it's getting hard to know, to predict just how things might play out. So working on a project this year, I may very well find out that everything is completely irrelevant by this time next year when somebody presents another paper that completely disallows whatever theories I've got going. So not only am I writing the mainstream story, which is a universal and I can write this year or next year or 20 years from now, but I'm also writing a story that speculates about the world. And that story may not be current, may not even be possible by 10 years from now.
Diversity is a more and more important theme in the real world and the fantasy world as well. And I'm wondering, are we seeing trends as far as the Hugo Awards or in sci-fi and fantasy where we're seeing more artists who are people of color or more diverse, but we're also seeing the characters presented in the stories of being of different backgrounds?
Absolutely. It is a really wonderful period of time in science fiction right now. We are more diverse as a field than we ever have been. There has been some pushback, and we have seen a real movement against this kind of diversity, but the field is moving beyond that, and it is continuing to move forward. Right now, the Hugo ballot is a really good mix of a lot of different kinds of people. And for, I think, the first time in history, there are more women than men in the central, in the fiction lists. The diversity inside the stories is still a developing thing, but we are seeing more and more of that. We have characters of color, and in fact, my story that's up for the Hugo this year, the protagonist is a woman of color. She's a middle-aged college professor. And that is a character that I might have had a hard time writing 10 years ago and having people read and take seriously. So we are seeing a big movement, and it is continuing, and it's, I hope, accelerating as we start to finally engage with some of these. Diversity might be considered to be the great theme of the 21st century science fiction, thinking in terms of perspectives, opening up the genre to different perspectives, not only from the creators, but also from the characters, and also just readdressing works with older perspectives, challenging them through the filter of new eyes and saying, are these still valid as canonical works?
Kiz Johnson is an associate professor at the University of Kansas in its Center for the Study of Science Fiction. We've been talking about this year's Hugo Awards finalists.